The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
All right, back second hour, Dave Elswick show today. Yesterday, Supreme Court in session, hearing one of their first cases dealing with Civil Rights Act of 1964, and it's all over sexual orientation or gender identity discrimination and how that's to be interpreted, and depending on how the Supreme Court sees this is going to have a lot to do with how faith-based nonprofits across the country are going to be able to continue to maintain employee codes of conduct and all of those type of things. And so I asked Stephanie Taub to join us today. She's the senior counsel to First Liberty Institute, and let's get her up here on the show. And by the way, Robert Steinbach told me to tell you hello, Stephanie. He is a weekly contributor to the Dave Elswick show and said that you and him have crossed paths several times.
Oh, yes. Be sure to tell him hello as well. It's good to always good to hear from him.
Okay, so let's talk here. What happened yesterday? I'm sure if you weren't there, you had people who were there and who were able to tell you exactly what went down.
Yeah, so yesterday the Supreme Court heard oral argument in three cases about federal employment discrimination law. In, as you mentioned, they're really about the Civil Rights Act of 1964 and what that, what the best way is to interpret that act. So that act prohibited sex discrimination in the workplace. So in essentially every workplace that employs 15 or more individuals. And so now the Supreme Court has to decide whether that prohibition includes sexual orientation and gender identity discrimination.
Oh, wow. So what we're looking at, do we stay with what we've had or do they expand out? That's basically what we're looking at. And expansion is kind of a dangerous thing because, for instance, you know, transsexuals and all of that, I've got some real problems with a lot of that that's going on right now.
So the question before the court isn't the policy question of what the law should be, because, of course, that's Congress's job to make the law, and Congress is free to change the law at any time. So the job of the Supreme Court is to figure out what the law says. So what did Congress mean in 1964 when it prohibited sex discrimination?
Okay.
And I'm with the First Liberty Institute. We are a nonprofit law firm that defends religious liberty for all Americans. And we filed a friend of the court brief that really did focus and hone in on the implications for religious freedom. Because the outcome of this case could impact not only federal workplaces across the country, but that includes churches and synagogues and religious schools and charities and other nonprofits. So we're asking the court to remember the impact that their decisions will have on these ministries.
Yeah, well, here's the key. Their job is to interpret the law, and as you said, as it was written in 1964. If the law is to be expanded, that is the job of Congress and not of the court, supposedly.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And Congress is really the one that's in the best position to really balance all of the concerns here. And so for example, in federal employment discrimination law, usually when you see any sort of expansion to it, you have corresponding religious exemptions to make sure that this doesn't have This doesn't infringe on the First Amendment rights of churches and other religious ministries. But here, if the judges, if you're having judicial expansion of the law, they might not be able to take into or adequately take into all of these kinds of policy concerns. So that's just an important reason why the separation of powers is so important in this country.
All right. So this is just one oral argument that are going to be heard by the Supreme Court dealing with religious liberty. What are some other things that we can expect that they're going to take up during this term?
Yeah, so they heard the oral arguments in these cases just yesterday, and so we'll probably find out what happens in the spring, at some point in the spring, and possibly earlier. So other cases that they could be considering are another really important one has to do with school choice. So there is a state program that provided provided funding for low-income families to be able to afford to send their children to private schools of their choice. And it was a religion-neutral program, so parents could choose to send their kids to secular private schools or religious private schools. But some people sued because some of the parents were choosing to send their kids to religious schools, and they didn't like that. And so the entire program got shut down. And so now that case is going to be taken up by the Supreme Court very soon.
Oh, fantastic. So maybe we'll be able to break through religious discrimination here.
Yeah, we hope so, because it seems like it's a perfectly neutral law, and it's not promoting religion. It's letting the parents choose whatever they think is best for education, whatever they think is the best educational opportunities for their own children.
All right. And what else are on the docket for the Supreme Court?
Well, I know there's quite a few cases that we've asked the Supreme Court to take up, or other religious liberty organizations have asked the Supreme Court to take up, and we're still waiting to hear back with whether or not the court is going to take up some of those decisions. So, for example, let's see, there are cases that are talking, there are a few cases that are talking about I guess it's still about federal employment discrimination law, but these cases have to be specifically when you're talking about religious schools and the protections that religious schools have to hire teachers that are teaching their the tenets of their faith to children. So those are very important cases that the Supreme Court may or may not take up.
Okay. Does the court seem at this time? I know the president seems to be more. Leaning our way about religious liberty. We've seen that. But what about the Supreme Court? I mean, adding Kavanaugh in, has that helped us some?
Well, it definitely is cause for optimism for a return to religious liberty. I know we've seen just in the past term, my firm, First Liberty Institute, we won a case that had to do with a World War I veterans memorial that was almost 100 years old. And some people were challenging it because it was shaped like a cross.
Right.
Right. And so the Supreme Court, in a 7-2 decision, actually held that that cross was constitutional and it could remain as a tribute to those who gave their lives in World War I. So that was a great victory. And then there's been some other signs that the court is willing to take a look at cases from decades and decades ago that went the wrong way on religious freedom issues. And so they're willing to take a second look at those. And so that's definitely cause for optimism.
All right. Our guest, Stephanie Taub, she's senior counsel, First Liberty Institute, and that World War I memorial, that was a huge victory for everybody. Stephanie, it worries me that in our country, there are people, and it's a minority, you know it, I know it, I think everybody knows it, that want to scrub all the vestiges of Judeo-Christendom out of our history. What's the best way for us to protect against it? I mean, is it just a battle? You got to go to battle every time these people raise their head. They're kind of like, whack-a-mole.
Yeah, so if you get a, I would advise if you get a letter that from a group like this, to give us a call at firstlibertyinstitute.org so we can talk about your options and what to do moving forward. So, there are people that are standing up for their rights and not caving when it comes to issues like this, and that really protects. So I am always so fond of our clients, and they're really the ones that are taking the brave stand to fight for religious liberty. And what happens in their cases, in our cases, it doesn't just affect them, it affects everybody. So people that are the clients that are really taking up a stand for their own religious liberty rights and for the rights of everybody, they're the true heroes here.
Well, bottom line is, I mean, people like Todd Starnes, myself and others who talk about these things all the time, people say, oh, Dave, it's not that big of a deal. Yes, it is. I mean, in the country I grew up in back, through the 60s and 70s, Judeo-Christian values were the norm. They have been attacked and been under a battle since the 50s, and we've lost some major ones, and we need to go back in and win those back. But once you lose a liberty, it's hard to get it back, is it not?
That's true, but that's why it's so interesting that just last term, the court, in one of its opinions, it said that they were willing to reconsider a couple of cases that have been around since 1990, and I think one that was around since the 70s.
Good.
So it's not impossible. All things are possible.
Well, bottom line, got to get some common sense, but like Mark Twain said, common sense isn't very common during our eras right now. Stephanie Taub, if my listeners want to get a hold of your website, if they'd like to make a donation, where would they go?
So we are First Liberty Institute, and you can go to firstliberty.org.
Okay, firstliberty.org. Check it out. If you go there, you can keep up on these different bills. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's right. You can follow all of our cases by going to firstliberty.org. We're a nonprofit, never charges our clients, and we defend religious liberty for all Americans.
All right. Well, if you're ever in Little Rock, let me know. We have a microphone for you here, and I'll make sure that Robert Steinbach joins you here on the show.
Oh, that would be so wonderful.
All right. Thanks so much. We appreciate you, Stephanie Taub, here on the Dave Elswick Show. And remember, firstliberty.org. These are the good folks. These are the folks that could use your help, a little bit of extra money. You don't have to be a lot. I mean, if everybody listening right now would give 10 bucks, give thousands of dollars to them, that would be a great thing so that they can go out and fight for religious liberty. Let's get a break in. We come back. I've got some sound for you, and then we'll be preparing for our interview at 3:35 with Congressman French Hill.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.